I wanna be rich.
Karibuni guys to the Tumesata podcast. We are back again with another episode, and as you can see, or if you're listening in today, we have a guest, and yeah, we're just going to be talking about taxes, something that I'm sure we, if you're like me, clearly you're what do you call it, you know nada, you know nothing, so you have no content whatsoever, but if you're like a Kinapolid, probably you know a thing or two. Yeah, so Maya, you're with me, Abigail the disobedient budgeter,
Amira your favorite inbox
spender, and Pauline your indecisive saver, and this is the Tumesota podcast, because indeed Tumesota lakini
tuna omoka.
Ding ding ding. Yes, so we have a guest with us today. That guest is my cousin. My first proud cousin. Proud. This is my proud cousin. He'll introduce himself later, but he's the guru. He's the guru when it matters taxes, matters accounts, matters finances, matters all those things. Yes, so we are glad to have him with us.
Yes, welcome. And before you introduce yourself officially, so on the show when we have a guest, one thing we do is we have a segment called Tumejam, where you get to rant about anything that's disturbing you, anything that's annoying you, something that you're just mad about, that you just want to like let off some steam before we get into the podcast. And every time we have a guest, we give them the honor to do it. We usually do it when we're alone, but when a guest is here, we ask them, what are they jamming about? So I ask you the question, what are you jamming about?
Wow, I have a lot. But I don't sound politically something or anything, but I have a lot
you
of things.
You can see yourself. You have no political.
No, right? Yesterday I watched a video, yesterday actually, of someone who wanted to bring in a machine in Kenya to drill boreholes in Lodwa, Turkana, penye wana mashida, Zamaji. They have problem of water. Mm-hmm. But that guy, he got to Mombasa and he was asked for 80 million. Yes, 80 million. Million
80
yes, and I'm your letter 80
million.
Million
to help people get access to water.
Yes,
and he was like, he called it charitable tax because he was bringing a ball to drill holes in Kenya to people to get water in Garissa, in Wajir, in Turkana. You know what he did? He put back the machine in a ship and took it back to UK. That guy was asked a question. The question, the story started by him being asked a question. They were meant to be, what is the most corrupt thing you've ever seen? He said, Kenya.
Yeah.
He said, I've not been to Nigeria, but Nigeria, here Nigeria.
He's not been there yet. Oh, okay.
But Kenya, I took a machine.
But
I can tell you this, it is true, and it is sad.
Yeah.
And we live in this country. Wow. So I can tell you this. What
so
I can
going
rant
to, they're
about.
Going to stop. They're going to go without water.
What I can rant about is that we're in a country that does not care about ourselves.
Yeah, true.
We're in a country that just, I don't know, the leaders just think Akuna about
humanity.
Themselves. I follow a lot about. There is a lawyer by the name Ahmed Nasir, and he talks about, he's from those areas, Garissa and everything. Just recently, they ousted their governor. He said about the money that is taken to those counties is a lot, and I wonder, what does it do? And I see him was like, actually complain, mukona pesa, what do you do with this money? So we have a country that is corrupt, that it is sad, that at the moment, I will sound politically incorrect. Mm-hmm. Not your show, myself. Mm-hmm. BBI is nonsense. It is me talking.
BBI is nonsense.
No, it's me, not you.
You can Google. You want to know what that is?
You don't know what it is?
No, I'm saying for those who are not in Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
That is by myself because I don't see why we need to get more 300 MPs. Mm. Those guys have car grants. They have house allowances. They have, why do we need to pay them what is the point?
Yeah.
When you have people dying in Garissa, in Lodwa. Nimekata hiyo story.
Nimejam.
Can you proceed? Nimejam. Actually, nimejam. You proceed.
Yeah, but it's really sad because it's just like there's so much opportunity and resources. It's not that Africa, we are broke. We actually have the capacity to help our people.
Mm-hmm.
But greed.
Can I ask a question?
Mm.
Did you watch the video, the guys, when Tanzania lady president visited Kenya?
Mm.
He's a guy who spoke. And he said he's tried to start a business in this country.
Mm-hmm.
But for like 3 years, he's not been able. Do you know why? Everybody is asking for kickbacks.
Mm.
And he said it. He said, I will not mention who,
mm-hmm.
but I can say this. I'll go to Ngwesha Uhuru, the president. I can tell you this, I am trying to start business, but I can't start in Kenya because there are people who are asking for kickbacks.
Mm.
We had stories, I cannot confirm this, but I had stories of Dagotes wanted to start a cement industry in Kenya. Mm. He was not able,
yeah.
And he went to Tanzania. Another story I had, I cannot confirm. Uganda wanted to pass their rail through Kenya, but they never managed. You know what they did?
Mm.
They went to Tanzania.
Mm.
So what are you doing to yourself? Do you know, a Tanzania na hikuja ya nasimaka ni menda maju? Lakini sasa, with the rate, itakuwa uko ni maju. Kuliko,
true.
With the rate, you have
power.
Maju means
like...
We are better. We are actually better than the two countries that are next to us.
Mm.
However, with the rate that we are living in, I'm thinking that tunenda chini.
Mm.
They are going to
come. But can I ask you a question on the other side? Like, From a point of, for example, if I have like, let's say we're all Kenyans, and I'm constantly letting people who are not Kenyans, I'm creating jobs for them and opportunities for them to make money from my land.
Mm.
Is there necessarily like maybe a positive by not allowing so much international like people to build businesses? Does it create for more opportunities for locals to then build their businesses? Like, could there be a positive also for it? By them not allowing that?
I personally think, when you bring in people from foreign countries
mm-hmm.
to do business in your area, and let me talk about Ndori or Kalau in our area,
mm-hmm.
if you bring someone from USA, from UK to do business there,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
trust you me, they're going to employ people, and those people are from that area. They're
mm-hmm.
going to create employment. And from that employment, those guys are going to have a meal at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So when you have people around you who are doing business, who are investing with you, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. It's always a good thing. And trust you me, Amira, from your village, if you have someone who comes in and says, I want to do flowers, something here, they will employ everybody from that village.
Yeah.
And people will get money.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing, personally.
Mm.
Personally.
Okay. That's a whole other podcast.
Did I respond?
Yes, that's a whole other podcast. But because we can't be here all day, I guess I'll hand this to Pauline, who will just talk about why we're here, what the agenda
for. We've not even given him the chance to introduce
himself. Yeah, exactly.
We just said it was our cousin and everything, but we don't really know who Pauline's cousin is.
So
this accountant is.
Mm.
So, Evans, tuambie we ni nani.
So I need to say who I am.
Natuneza kupata we ni wapi, ama unafanya nini.
A lot of places you can find me. I'm Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoko, those are my names. I have a firm. Evans Ngoko Associates. Registered CPA. I call myself CPA. Actually, I'm called CPA Ngoko. Soon title Dr. Ngoko. Nothing up.
CPA, does it have is it an abbreviation of something?
Yeah, CPA is Certified Public Accountant. That means I'm certified to be an accountant of
anything.
You have to be. Unfortunately, Pauline did mention to you I have some Luo background.
So. I'm feeling it.
So there are those Luo.
Anto said when he came, that he had a guest here who's also a Kikuyu, but he said that his mannerism, he tells people that he's from Karen Gwari.
What is Karen Gware?
As in Karen Gware.
So So I have a farm. I operate with several friends,
mm-hmm.
and what we do audit and we finance people.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to first of all advise clients
mm-hmm.
in terms of managing their taxes
mm-hmm.
and their books, and basically accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And accounting has a lot of issues, and the most broad thing is taxes.
Yeah.
And it's a subject I missed my marks in campus. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I asked my lecturer, that is what I do by life,
yeah.
but how do I miss those marks? So basically, mm-hmm. that is what I do in life. I am a tax expert, mm-hmm. tax consultant. And I have worked with several firms, actually big firms. One I'm reporting actually on Wednesday.
Mm.
I'm just consulting for them for a month. And I've done so many amazing things with several people, connection with the Kenya Revenue Authority.
We are sorry. Okay. We are sorry.
Yes. All right. Apologies. before we dive into what you're talking about, we just want to say that we're not experts.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I'm already scared about this topic and I'm ready to learn. My ears are open and my mind is in sponge mode, ready to absorb. So we are not experts, and that's why we called Evans to help us with it. So we have a few questions that personally we personally have, and then some that we got from those who responded from the from what we had sent on our socials. Yes.
But before that,
I think we're just going
to explain the basics, because Pauline said, this is a topic that can be very intimidating, very scary.
Okay.
People hear taxes and your mind just wants to run in the other direction. And so we feel like our generation, we want to remove a bit of the fear from it, and so give people a bit of information. So even just in the most basic language, as if you're explaining to a child, you just want to know, first of all, what is taxes? Obviously, June is now the season where everyone is trying to figure out and file their taxes. So what is taxes? What is KRA? Why do we have to file taxes? Like, just in our basic, simple, understandable English, what is it at its core, like the concept of taxes, for those who may be wondering?
What is taxes?
Mm.
The question is just, what is taxes?
Mm.
We start with this. Why taxes? There are countries that does not even have taxes,
mm-hmm.
like Dubai.
Yes.
Dubai, they don't even have any taxes,
yes.
because they have other ways of funding themselves. Like in a country in Kenya, here we have taxes is what funds the government. Okay, funds the corruption. Let's say it as it is. Yeah, it funds the corruption. Tusidanganyane niyo. So taxes is what funds the government, what runs everything that is never running, because it's never running. We should have a fire station around here. We don't have it.
Mm.
We should.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have it.
Yeah.
But technically, they say that taxes is like, even though I'm paying to the government, you're supposed to see it being your money being put to good
yeah.
use.
The other day, I had the government spokesman, this military guy. He said that UK pays more taxes than we do. It is very true. We pay taxes in terms of income tax, we pay 30%. That means if you earn 100 shillings, you give the government 30 shillings, you remain with 70.
Mm.
That is what it is.
That's a lot to me.
UK, the taxes are 50 actually.
Mm.
Yeah, they're high. But now.
But they also see benefits of paying.
Yeah, mm. that's where I was headed.
Mm-hmm.
So taxes is what funds the government. What we literally fund this thing in Nimeka Serika about it, like Vita Jatena. That funds everything that runs. I'm very mad about it by the way. You will say Kasarika, I'm gonna party at 1 hour. So taxes is what funds not almost everything that runs in government, because if you look at it in this way, right now, you lose your ID, how much are you going to pay? 100 shillings.
Oh,
yep. Look, that's have I too lost the idea? they are called government fees.
Because last I left, the people are in paying.
Actually, it was no, not I'm even paid.
People are paying.
Yeah. Just the other day, in Imenza Kulipwa. So those are called government fees. Government fees are extremely low in every sector. Ata kwa KRA, government fee ya utapata. You bought a land worth 2 million, but you're paying them 2,000. Yeah, very low. Mm-hmm. So government fee is one of the sources the government makes money, but taxes is what government makes money. Mm-hmm. So that is how taxes happen, and we have to pay taxes in Kenya. Our cap is at 30 so far. But when COVID came through, our president...
standard regardless of what
you yeah, it's 30. Mm-hmm. That means when you get 100, 30 niyao, 100 niyako. 100 means 100,000, 100 million, 100 shillings. That
we
should
don't do like the US. It's like how the US, it's like the higher you go, the more your tax.
We have that. Like... We have that. I am about to get to that. However, just the other day, when COVID came in, the president gave us some tax holiday. The one they are promising us. The other thing, but I'm not talking about it. He told us that we are going to be paying actually at 25%, not 30. That means if you make 100, you're not going to pay them 30,000, you're going to pay them 25,000. And they have actually, that's a holiday.
I'd be struggling still.
That's a holiday they gave us, and then so they gave us another holiday in terms of pay as you earn. If you are employed, isn't you employed? If you're employed, there is self-employed, we did it ourselves. There is a tax holiday they also gave us in pay, where they say the tax relief, there's something called tax relief. I don't understand this, by the way. They tax you at, let's say, 30% rate.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tell you, we are giving you a relief of this rate. The reason that relief is there.
Even if you sit in Safaricom, they send you a message when you send some, when you're even buying credit.
You have a relief. Yes.
Relief, but I wouldn't.
The relief, what it does, is something they can take away from you. And they can. It's something, but they can't take up the cap. No, the tax relief, they can say, say it, no, relief here 2,400. Same 2,400, it used to be, it actually used to be 1,408.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And before that, it would be 1,211.
Okay, so now, how does this tax relief help you, or what does it do?
You are taxed, let's say 2,000.
Uh-huh.
You have a tax relief of 2,400. Mm-hmm. That means you'll not be taxed because you're over and above
the relief.
Yes.
As in, you're taxed from your income.
Your income is taxed.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you are taxed 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are given a relief by the government. Relief ni kani kusaidiwa. Relief ina manisha kusaidiwa.
Mm-hmm.
So the government says you, we have taxed you 3,000,
mm-hmm.
but we are relieving you 2,400. So how much are you paying?
600.
Okay.
How much are you paying? But this relief, ni kitu wanaweza fanya hivi. Of course, yeah. That's why they have that relief. So Uhuru introduced that to 2,400 just the other day, and he maintained it actually. And we struggled to make sure that we were not sure what anataka kuendelea, but he maintained it. And as we speak at the moment, every Kenyan, as you pay taxes, you have 25,824 shillings
of relief.
Yes, that you keep home of relief this year. Last year and this
so
year.
So let me ask you, if my salary is below that, for example, somebody's salary is below that, then they have no taxes.
Actually, if your salary is below 25,000, mm-hmm. you're not paying any taxes. 24,000, not 25. 24,000,
mm-hmm.
you're not paying any taxes because mm-hmm. your tax will be 2,400. And the government said, Amira, I love you so much. I'm giving you a relief of 2,400 and that it cancels out.
Right.
And then you'll just get your money the way it is,
mm-hmm.
but our pay as you earn status is actually graduated. Mm-hmm. Graduated, I mean, the higher you earn,
mm-hmm.
the more taxes. More taxes. However, it has a cap.
Mm.
There is a place ikifika hivi. Hakuna tax ingine unalipa huko
juu. So basically, if you're stinking rich, that's the best way to hack the tax system. How
are
you saying?
Not really, because of course you will pay. The graduated rate you will pay,
mm-hmm.
but there is a limit. If you are,
mm-hmm.
you're actually at advantage. However, mm-hmm. unalipanga tax. Ikifika, it's there are changes.
Okay, let's say, things I knew. Okay, let's okay. let's put figures into it. Mm-hmm. Let's say, because yeah. I think when we don't put figures into it, people don't understand. Mm-hmm. So like, let's say,
let's use like
100,000 mm-hmm. is like the top, your top notch kabisa kabisa mm-hmm. kabisa. Mm-hmm. So like, for this person, what does it mean for them when they're at 100,000? Does it mean that they, when they hit 100,000, they won't pay taxes anymore?
No,
what happens?
No, you will pay much. What we do in taxes?
Uh-huh.
Let me use the older model. Uh-huh. I am more familiar with the older model than the newer model.
Okay.
When you had 1,000 to 10 to 13,000,
uh-huh.
there is a rate. Uh-huh. The rate is 10%.
Uh-huh.
From 13,000 to 20,000 to 15,000, 15%. From 15 to 25, 20%. Evo, you didn't graduate.
So 30% is the max.
That is max. Was max.
Okay.
So when it gets to a figure mm-hmm. which was 38, then not now. I'm not using the now philosophy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When it got to 38,
mm-hmm.
anything above 38
mm-hmm. was still taxed at 38.
No,
yeah.
At now 30%. Anything above. Yeah.
So it goes behind.
Nah?
Mm-hmm. No, we're not getting. Anything from 38,000, if you make from 38 to whichever figure, you're being taxed
30%. 30%. Oh. That is the older model. There is a newer model,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you, I actually had made a formula for that. That's why I have it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have it on online. Someone calls me and asks me,
mm-hmm.
I'm paying someone on 50. How do I pay? I tell them, a minute. I go to Google, I get something and chop up. So I have not really thought about it. Effects of internet, okay. You thinking, because there is an app we use,
mm-hmm.
you just put in the figure, how much are you paying? 150, I'm paying so much.
Mm.
So I just send the payslip. So we are done. So, but before then, mm-hmm. we used not to have anything of internet.
Okay.
You used to do it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to think, and that's why I can physically remember about those, because I had to think about them, work to them through them, through Excel. So basically, there is that graduated rate, and that is about pay as you earn. And pay as you earn is for anybody and everybody who is employed.
Mm.
But there are taxes for those who are not employed, like you guys.
Mm. So what are we being taxed here?
There are several tax brackets, and for businesses, when you talk about income tax, because pay actually is an income tax, because it's what you earn that is being taxed. Income tax has several brackets as well. There is something we call TOT, turnover tax. Turnover tax is charged to individuals
mm-hmm.
who run businesses that make below 5 million in a year.
Okay.
And turnover tax, at first, actually, originally, it was introduced at 3% of your revenue. Was to expenses.
Without
yes,
removing the expenditure.
Yes. You put 100,000 to a 3%.
Mm.
You put nini? However, due to COVID, Uhuru waka introduce akasema ikuwe 1%. It is still maintained at 1% at the moment.
That sounds so bad.
You know, actually, a friend of my cable pays
1%. Oh, okay.
He's a friend of ours. He pays 1% of the taxes and
to the government.
Yeah, yeah. Everything you earn, just give them 1%. That is turnover tax.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds small, but if you think about it, if you have 10 million, 1 million is going to the government regardless of the expenses. That's what it means.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It sounds small, like figures, but when
but it's below 5 million. It's
any earn below 5 million. In a year. In a year, actually. So those are small businesses
mm-hmm.
that are trying to establish themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the government gives you that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And the only challenge, it has to be in an individual's, like a business name, which has to be in your PIN. When it becomes a limited company,
mm-hmm.
you have to pay what we call corporate tax. Corporate tax, that is what was being charged previously at 30%. Currently at 25%.
Mm.
Corporate tax ni kampuni. And that's where we come in, we prepare audited accounts and we audit your books, we do your returns, and we establish how much tax you're supposed to pay, and then you pay. This corporate tax has several things. It has something we call installment tax in it. Installment, as it sounds, it is installment. Installment ni kupeana kidogo kidogo. So installment tax has its dates and deadlines, 20th of April, 20th of June, 20th of September, and 20th of December. Installment is, you look at your revenue this year. Let's say you made 2 million in terms of profit after your books have been audited. Taxes of 2 million previously, I'm using the previous regime, was 30%. That is 300,000, right? Now, what the government assumes and everybody assumes is your business will grow by 10%. So you do, you pay taxes of 300,000 times 110%. You establish, next year I am going to pay taxes of 310. Then you divide by 4. So installments you pay in four months. So you divide by 4. So every the months I mentioned, that is 20th of April, 20th of June, 20th of September and December, you divide the 310 figure and you pay on a monthly basis. What happens at the end of the year? Of course, this money you paid for the year, this one that we are in. So you will deduct it in your tax payable the next year. It's still nearly, it's a good scheme. What they do is that you're supposed to give us 300,000. You may not have that money at the end of the year. But kindly, after 4 months, just give us something. Tutakuja kupuguza, nikaa kupuguza deni. Tulipe tu kidogo kidogo, juu uko na deni yetu. Point is, you owe us.
So it's kind of like, you know, like when somebody goes to prison and then you're paying bail.
Yes.
Bail is 10%. You don't have to pay the entire, like, bail.
Yes, yeah, you
but
can.
You just need to give them an assurance that you'll come back to your court or something like that.
But now you pay in advance. Like, for instance, anybody who is paying for installments this year, they are paying for their taxes that will be filed next year. And their deadline is actually on 30th of April.
So if you don't do that, your business is shut down.
Not shut down. You will be in trouble paying because you'll have to pay taxes at the end of the day.
Do they fine you?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They do. They make very much bad calls. They call you. They email you. They tell you no paid installment, and there are penalties towards not paying installments, and you pay. We were talking. It's Jamaliza. Kuna tax ingine. I just spoke about installment. Let me go to withholding tax.
Oh, yes.
Withholding tax, you offer professional services. Like, for instance, Pauline, you're a consultant somewhere. You went, you offered your services, and your pay is 40,000. The company is obliged to deduct 5% of that money and pay to KRA. And tell KRA what? You know what? We paid Pauline 40,000. So Pauline needs to pay taxes. That's what that is about. So withholding taxes for any professional services. And there are several withholding taxes, by the way. There is one for construction, which is 3%. There is one for profession, which is the most common. Professional services is...
The one where you do a P9 form.
Like, for instance, no. Professional, don't do a P9 is pay. Professional services, like, for instance, I'm seated here. You're asking me questions. Assuming you guys had good money, I will ask you for pay. I'm going to leave maybe 30,000 on MBA. Thank you, Google, for coming. She got 30,000 echo. I'm offering professional services. I'm going to cut her.
So, as we'll go and report also.
You have to file and deduct me when you. My bill is 30,000.
I deduct that 5%.
5% pay, and I have to give you my PIN. And from that PIN, Kerry can tell how much did Pauline make. How much did Ngogo make? Because you have to declare, I paid so and so this much, and then yourself, you have to go and find your returns and declare what you did with the money.
Okay, so that means that when I'm okay, like when we pay you, so see, you to start from your 30%.
Yeah, you don't pay me the whole amount.
Okay,
yeah,
now we've understood.
So, and then obviously, last is also VAT.
Yeah. Now, VAT is not a tax. VAT is not a tax that you pay. Is a VAT is something you pay for, and you it's a collecting agency. Let me use the term collecting agency, because VAT for everything you buy, actually most of the things you buy, you pay for VAT, the person you buy, and the person you buy from also pays for VAT. This is what happens about VAT. I will use an example that is here. I buy goods worth 100,000. I pay for VAT worth 16,000. These goods I sell at 150,000. I pay for VAT 150,000, inclusive of VAT, it comes to around 180. So there's VAT there of 30,000. Remember, first of all, when I bought the goods,
bought with VAT,
16,000. But now I've sold them with VAT of 30,000. So 16 minus 13, minus 30, 14,000. 14 napeleka kiasi. Upeleki 30, 14 ndio unapeleka huko. So because there is the purchase and the sale. VAT is about collecting and selling. VAT is not actually an income tax. It's actually a VAT tax, value added tax. I bought them, I added value because I presented them in a very nice shop. It's a value. So I added value and I sold to you because you love the shop. The shop is called Westy. Type by vitu za buru. Kind of so that is what you call VAT, is value added tax. So when you have value added, the thing I'm selling to you is value added. So whatever I sell to you, I sold to you at 180, I bought it at 100, but when I bought it at VAT of 16,000, when I sold it, I had a VAT of 30,000. Tuanisha. You may back into number like here, or many your cotter. So later you will your cotter. So you will cotter here.
Oh,
hiya.
You picked
for the order.
And then there is sorry. There is a DST tax. DST is what you call digital service tax. It was introduced just the other day by the current government we have, and it is not very complicated. As long as you make money online and anything that is downloadable, distributable, and so you are receiving any funds in Kenya, not outside the country, in Kenya, you will pay, it's similar to turnover tax. I talked about turnover tax previously.
Yeah.
It's a percentage of your revenue that you made from online.
Yeah.
Say to Mesota, made some money.
Like if you got a sponsorship.
Yes. The money you make from that is supposed to be taxed at 1.5%
of
your revenue, without regarding the expenses you incur.
So let me ask you this question before we go to our question.
Yes.
A lot of people, young people, have businesses. We know this. Well, you'll see somebody has a page on Instagram, let's say they're cooking or whatever, and they have even a name, a logo, but they haven't officially, the business is not official, officially registered. So then that now you'll file as an individual, you won't file as a
if you have a business which is not limited company, a partnership, and you're doing a business, you are individual PIN is what is used to represent yourself. And remember, if that business makes less than 5 million in a year, that's you can pay TOT, turnover tax, which is 1% at the moment. Yes.
So now we'll go to our questions. Obviously, guys, there's so much, but taxes are here to stay. So don't worry, we'll talk about this issue over and over.
And you can find me anytime.
And we'll find Herbert. But I just wanted to ask you, taxes, typically, in the real sense, corruption aside, they actually were the concept is actually positive. So in an ideal world, us paying taxes, what should we see our taxes going to? What should they be doing for the country?
Ideally,
at the end, in the real sense, it's supposed to, they're supposed to feel the benefit of our paying tax. It's not supposed to feel like a burden, because you're supposed to see the fruits of the tax.
First of all, I'll tell you this, medication. We have a problem in that area. That in my jam segment, I should do them, so many of them. It was very wrong for the government to actually to devolve medical that one never works because every county behaves the way they feel like. And you will, here in Nairobi, you're very okay. In Garissa, they have striked. In whichever county, yani, there are usually issues and they are managed differently. So, first of all, taxes should make sure we have proper education as a human being. I should be proud to go to Kenyatta. Trust you me today. I tell you this.
Kenyatta is our public hospital.
I tell you, I'll rather tell you I have gone to Nairobi Hospital, but not Kenyatta. Because Nairobi Hospital has that thing. Yeah, you guys, my guy. But Kenyatta is what we should be.
Proud and we are paying for it with our taxes. Technically.
Amira just asked me what taxes should be doing.
In an ideal world.
And I just mentioned you should offer medical services for the citizens. And then there's something else actually that told me one day. When you are driving somewhere, there are a lot of potholes on the road. And he said, when you go to South Africa, you don't fight these things, but here we have them. So another thing is such things like make sure the roads are okay. And off camera, we just spoke about things like firefighters. Sonko started something here. Kapatu, Simbali. Yeah, no, no.
Sonko is our former governor.
Former governor started something, Manyanja Road. Tarina up opposite, which has not been launched. There was a firefighting station there because we need something around that can take care of the citizen just in case anything happens. Because a fire will start.
Wait, Kenya, we don't have firefighters.
We have one, but we have in Nairobi town.
Koja.
Before it gets here,
it's the only one.
The traffic.
Wow.
And what population do we have around here? Pipeline.
And we hear so many fire stories.
So those are the things the government should provide with the tax money. But I tell you not, the government does this. They take the money, they plan their own things, and they eat the money. Uko, it is their money.
The hard no.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. I don't want to talk about it because of something.
They may be watching.
They can pick me.
I have two very short questions.
Do you have a personal one before we go to the audience?
No, I don't have a personal one. How long can you? This is from our audience. Thank you so much for this, Maine. Oh, Maine! Thanks so much, Maine. how long can someone be feeling filing nil? Like, how long do you have?
As long as you don't make any revenue.
Above the threshold.
Not even above. You don't have any revenue. Like, for instance, you have nada. I heard you say something. You have nothing. As long as you have nothing, you can file nil. Because if you have anything, the government has to take something from you. Anything.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, I'm filing nil. I'm making, let's say, over 25. But I'm filing nil because, and I'm getting, I don't have a bank account. I just have M-Pesa. Even for my M-Pesa statement, I need to file that. Because some people do that, you know, they don't count M-Pesa as, it's just like
as
money.
There's a case in court as you speak. Something I'm about to say that will burn, but I won't say. M-Pesa is similar to a bank account, so whatever you receive through M-Pesa is the same way you will receive through the bank, in the same way you will deal with the money. It's money you've received. So M-Pesa is actually, there's a case in the court whereby KRA want to get into people's M-Pesa. Right now they can access.
Kara, you're in everything.
Access every account they want.
Give us some space.
Right now they can access every account they want, as long as it's a bank account. But for M-Pesa, not yet. Not yet.
So that's
but they're getting there. But Bitcoin, if you receive money, and you want to be a honest citizen, so you just declare I received and you just pay. You receive 25,000, just give them the figure. And
make your life simple.
Because you will run away from it. And one day they will eventually get you. We are not very efficient like the way other countries are, US, UK. Some countries are extremely efficient. For us, they may never get you, not because they lack the competency and resources, but at times they also choose not to be.
Okay.
They actually choose. Nah. But because we are in a country, but we are still living.
Yeah.
But I want to believe, if you want to be honest citizen, personally, just say, I received this money and I'm paying these taxes. I think I will take a few expenses there. It's okay, but move forward with honesty.
Okay.
Yes.
The second question, I think you already handled it, because he's asking, taxes can be really daunting, especially for small registered businesses. Could you speak on this? So I think you've already said
the
1%. So main, just listen and you'll get your answers.
Yeah.
And then the last one is
from... But I think just to add to that, I think some people get duped because it scares you. Then you just pay somebody, no disrespect to accounts, you just pay somebody and you won't even... Like, I know people who will be like, these are my accounts. And they're not even keen, so they let somebody do whatever they want with it. And then you get finessed by even the accountant.
Mm.
This has happened even with bigger people. So also, be keen, like, be keen, know your books, at least simply, so that even if someone is telling you something, you're not just taking what they're saying as law. You've also done your research, because also people are getting duped just by... You're just like, it scares me, you handle it. And then somebody can just also take advantage of the fact that you don't know anything about your affairs.
Yeah. I think the last one is, how will they know if I lie about numbers, if the amount of money I get, for example?
I'll tell you this for a fact, because I've been in the industry for quite some time, and I started as an auditor. I will tell. There's something we call balance sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Never lies. It has to balance.
Mm.
And if it balances, there's a way it can balance. And if you look at it, you know this balance sheet is not balancing. Kuna kitu tiko tu hapo. Yeah, it will still balance. Mm. It is clean. Mm. But there are things I will tell about it. There is a way you can easily look at the books and tell that these books are not... Yeah. This is very fishy.
So KRA is the one that looks at the balance sheet.
They have a compliance check department which checks your returns and they audit them and they tell whether these returns are completely okay or they were not okay. And then they do this. If I did the account, they report now Ngoko to ISPAC. ISPAC is the regulating body for the accountants.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I call myself CPA Ngoko is back and then CPA. So they report me, they say this accountant is doing fishy things.
So you as the accountant
will be in a tribunal.
Oh, so now if the accountant is actually responsible, so you can't even you can't accept money from someone who wants to lie about the numbers, because you know the repercussion it will have on you.
It will get your certificate stripped. And you will have a case to answer with the regulatory body, which is ISPAC.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that is something anybody will want.
Yeah.
Even if you are being paid 300 or 400,000, it is not worth your certificate.
It's not wise, true.
And we know that, like, Kenya thrives on panya roots. That's why they're so corrupt. Everyone likes the shortcut. But I think if you're a civilian, like a regular civilian, just start. I know it's intimidating. Maybe we should have, like, on our social media, we should demonstrate, like, the process. Because I remember when I filed taxes for the first time, I was so scared, but I was like, I'm determined to learn, because eventually you're gonna have to figure it out. So just be on the right side of the law. Like, it's better that way. Prevention is better than cure. Because I know people, I've heard of stories that even if it's 10, 20 years down the line, it catches up with you. And it's way harder to reconcile now your accounts for 20 years. Than to just read year by year.
Fact is, it will catch up with you.
Eventually.
The penalties will be there.
And you see, even let's say it doesn't catch up with you, your next of kin might inherit that problem.
The government has ways of regulating things. By the way, we have a very serious government. Just that they joke around.
We have a very serious government.
I can tell you this for a fact. If you do a letter, but let me use KRA as an example. If you do a letter to KRA, that letter can be traced from the day you placed it on the desk of the secretary to the day it got to the manager. Every move, it is recorded. They have very serious, sophisticated things. But joking around with our money, there is no
record. I hear even when somebody lands in, like, an airport, they've already tracked you. They tracked you. They know you're in. They know where you're going. So they already know.
Anyway, let's pay taxes because they are necessary. I pay my taxes as well. You should pay your taxes. You get your 25,000, your 30,000 here and there. Just pay your taxes. The rest, watch your move.
Somebody also asked, like, I hate filing returns. Can't they employ someone to do that for them?
And then how will the accountants eat and feed their families?
Can't they employ someone?
Like KRA or the government, they employ somebody to file people that
can I think about they this? KRA, let's assume KRA employs me. Now I have to come door to door, like the way census like does. I knock. Wait, have you filed your returns? Can I find? So, what is the question? Yeah. So, you get my point.
But if you want, you can pay someone to file for you.
Pay my cousin.
I am here.
I asked
talk to Pauline. Yeah. Tanipata.
Why is formula milk taxed so highly? I think we were discussing this off air, something about milk
It is actually
yeah, other than goods shouldn't be taxed. Should not be taxed.
Other than that, formula milk is an additive. It is not a must. It is not a necessity. Formula milk.
It's not considered a necessity.
Is the same thing as Veracidica adding some things on her. It's an additive. Yani, it's something you're adding to yourself.
But the thing is, I have to speak up for women, even though I'm not a mother. The thing is, there are some women who generally cannot breastfeed. So what do you do in that event?
As per the government, formula milk is an additive. You don't need it for the baby to grow. You have breast milk or anything. So that is treated as something else. You're adding value to the baby. It's a luxury. Actually, thank you. Thank you. It's a luxury. You're adding something. You need. Will
even pads are taxed. What is that? Like Kwanzaa yesterday was hot.
I'm not going to talk about
that. No. Like on menstrual
when I talk about that, so we'll have another to be jammed. Serious.
Even masks. Like. To me, there's some things I'm just like, really?
There are things government consider basic, the things government consider laxity, like you just said. And I can tell you formula milk is a laxity. And you, like, for example...
But a mask is not a luxury.
There's a Kiambio, there's a camp here. You see, there's a slum down here, Kiambio. You'll never find formula milk in Kiambio. But you'll find it here. Why? Because here someone has some few coins more than
they can afford it.
Yeah, exactly. So the reason why it is taxed to answer it's because it is an additive. The same way it's considered a luxury. Yeah, so raha yako lipia.
What kind of taxes should I be knowledgeable about before starting a business? I think that one was mentioned. Ways to reduce tax. The amount of tax being paid legal ways.
There are two things, and I actually remember.
We're trying to bypass.
I remember we actually were taught literally in class. It's called avoidance of tax and evidence of tax. Avoidance is legal. Avoidance is very legal. You use the right ways, which is what he's asking, to avoid paying taxes. Evidence is now illegal. Evidence is illegal. There are several ways. It depends what tax we are talking about. Because if we talked about taxes, first of all, we talked about income tax. And in income tax, there was pay as you earn. There was income tax company where we said it was 30, it is 25. It depends what are you specifically talking about. For an individual, they are not so many. Actually, the best is paying in house finance, saving in house finance. The last I checked, which is not very soon, was we used to pay 4,000. They give you an allowance. You cannot pay now for that 4,000. It's not taxed. Remember we said your money is taxed. So for the 4,000 that you are paying to our housing finance, because you are financing yourself to either get a house or like a plot or something, you will not pay taxes for that 4,000. Remember you're earning 50. So 50 minus 4, you have
46.
Seriously.
50 minus 4.
Hey, 50. You have taken so long. Yes. So for the rest 46, that is what will be subjected to taxes. So there are several ways you can avoid. In terms of a limited company, you also have several ways you can actually get assets. I say a company should not own a car more than 4 years, but they just changed those rates by then. You should not own a car for more than 4 years because a car has a what do you call it, depreciation, which you claim the entire it was at 30, has changed just recently to 25%. So basically there are those small things. Unapiga tu hesabu zake. Like you have a car 4 years. Kampuni, sell to employer mmoja mwenye anapenda hiyo gari, sell it to him, get another one and start claiming again, because you go to claim 25% of it.
So in other words, you need to do your research. For what you're trying to avoid, you need to be keen and do your research if you want to understand.
There are a lot of ways, but they are very not very...
They'll never be shouted from the rooftops. You have to do your research to know them.
Yes,
like no one will tell you,
because
they want their money. No,
but for someone who is employed, there are not so many, and the best is the housing finance thing.
And also last thing. This one is funny. Why should we pay taxes when more money can just be printed to do stuff like fund government projects? Why don't they just
that is now an economics question, because that is something about printing money which is very different from the taxes bit. And when you print more money, it brings about inflation. That's what I was about to say. That is in terms of economics. I cook with taxes at all.
It will weaken the value of the shilling.
Of course. Basically, paying taxes is for the government to deliver services to us. And that is what it's all about, taxes. Taxes support the government 80%. The other fees are very minimal.
We apologize that they don't deliver those services in some of our countries. So we apologize. We are feeling the pain. For our audience.
Yes, we'll jump with you. We are not even apologizing.
They don't provide these services. But just before we go, because right now it's June the 15th. What is the deadline? So people don't miss the deadline, because there are penalties when you don't file your taxes. What is the deadline? And then can you give us, the people, a challenge related to this topic or a tip before we close out? So what's the deadline?
Actually, most Kenyans assume that taxes should be filed by 30th June. Taxes should be filed any day after the first of the year.
Yes, you can file.
Any day from there, you can file your taxes for the previous year. Vizuri sana, but Kenyans being Kenyans.
The last minute.
Amira will call you. Amira will call you 10 times on 30th, and you're like, "How do I assist her?" That is what Kenyans do. We wait for June. Like, for instance, you guys are assuming that we on the tax season. He answered January date one. And then we have another.
So you actually have 6 whole months.
And then we have another date that we have to keep, 30th of April. There's something I mentioned about about installments. I mentioned 20th of April.
20th of June.
Now, when you pay those, you have what you call balance of tax, which must be paid by 30th of April. So as everybody is rushing for 30th of June, we rush also for 30th of April for anybody who has a balance to make sure they pay. Easy, unalipa hivi by April. So let's say, for instance, you estimated you're going to pay the government 300,000. But when you do your books, you find you're supposed to pay them 400,000. So already in your installments, you have given them 300. So you have a balance of
100.
You need to clear it by 30th.
Of April. You have to.
Or else
There are several dates. And about the year, again, when someone is registering a company or actually getting the PIN, they decide that. I can tell you, companies who have their year end in September, I work for several. Some companies who have their year ends in December, some companies in January, in February. They are very staggered.
So you can choose your own financial year.
You can choose, but I can tell you, it is very tricky. Now, for you, we count, it's actually 4 months after the year end. So our 4 months is April in most cases. So for you, if you chose, let's say your end is February, 4 months after February. That is the time that we will have your 30th of April. Yeah. And then you have to file, as per the Kenyan law, you have to file your taxes after 6 months after the year end.
Okay.
So the year end is usually in December, and 6 months is on 30th June. Mm-hmm. And that's where it comes there. So there are people who choose at times, they find someone alijifanya mjanja sana, akasema ameregister company in October, akasema yeye ndiye yake ni October. Sasa yeye utamhesabianga kuanzia October, unahesabu miezi sita. That is the deadline.
Oh, okay.
Mwingine miezi, like the other 4 months thing, you have to count. It happens, people do such things. And some do it knowingly, literally deciding that I don't want to be in the rush of June.
Yes.
I want my time to be my time.
Okay. Mm.
Because without lying, in this time, if you come to me for work, the seriousness, the time I'll put in your job will be very different from when you come for me in kazi in August, in October. In October, I'm very idle. I'll be working.
Happy.
Yeah, I'll be just looking at your jobs. I have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But this time, I have several things to work on, so I may not be so much into it. So there are people who make that decision to have their year end on different periods, and some, and normally it's usually January to December. That's why we are in June. The law says 6 months after the year end.
Wow. Okay.
That is as the law. Okay.
So what tip or what challenge would you give to somebody who's just figuring out their time? You've said many tips, but is there anyone that you just want to re-emphasize, like to people who are in this season trying to figure it out?
First of all, if you don't know, hey, just one. Don't try to be the tax expert if you're not. Please seek assistance. I have seen cases where people do things, you look to them, who did this?
Some mistakes they literally fine you for.
If you are not an expert in the in an area, please
leave it to the
find it to them. Just get it to them.
Yeah.
Get them a few coins. They will do it, and they will do it normally. Because I've seen people who have been in trouble. Actually, I have a client until to date. Yeah, she has a debt. She's a lady. She has a debt of 180,000 because she did things. I looked at those things. I told her. That's when by this she came to me. When she was called to carry, she came, hey, can I come here at this point? But you did it. You already told Kerry you owe them 180, so go and pay them.
Yeah.
So there are things you do innocently because you want to do them by yourself. And if you're not sure, just get an expert. You'll definitely agree on maybe the fee or something. And actually, some will even assist you. They'll just say, that's the idea. Because it is not good to. When you already commit yourself, let's say for instance you commit yourself, like the client I just mentioned, you commit yourself to paying 180. It would be very so much hard for me to go and take care of her. It was not 180. She was supposed to pay you 10,000. Ungekuwa kiari, ungekubali. Would you agree?
No.
Would you agree to reduce the amount from 180 to 10? So basically, seek assistance if you don't understand, and there's a reason why. She's a journalist, I'm an accountant, you are this, and you are whatever. Just separate the two. Do your job and seek assistance, you get best assistance.
Hey, I feel like this has been one of the most educative episodes of our time.
Yeah.
So Evans, it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
And as we've been told, seek assistance. Usijifanya kiherehere. Or don't make yourself the expert, rather. So we'd like to end the episode here. And peace. Thank you.
Follow, subscribe, like our page. And we still have 15 days to file if you haven't filed. So this is the best time to do it.
Can I correct you? Not 15 days.
Or 14.
But not 14. It is 30th June.
13th June.
30th. You have more than 30 days.
Oh,
you
have more.
No. I get what you're saying.
Don't get what you're saying. Yeah. So, thank you.
It's the time
to know more. Bye bye guys.
I thought you guys were like